CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. Breaking news from New Orleans, where police say a truck has plowed into a group of people on Bourbon Street, causing what they call multiple casualties. WWL-TV's Winston Reed is on the scene.
I was able to walk near Bourbon Street, and much of Bourbon Street is now blocked off, and many bars and restaurants on Bourbon Street also had to be evacuated following what one person tells me is one big investigation.
Again, multiple casualties are reported. In New York City last night, it was a much happier scene. CBS's Jared Hill has more.
A celebration for the ages as nearly a million people ring in 2025 under the glow of New York's famous Times Square.
I'm just like really, really, really happy. The vibe here is unbelievable.
While umbrellas weren't allowed, rain didn't dampen the spirits of revelers squeezed into the crossroads of the world. The tradition of ringing in the new year in Times Square goes back to the early 1900s.
President-elect Donald Trump hosted a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago.
What are you looking forward to in 2025?
We're just a great year. I think we're going to do fantastically well as a country.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland tells us on this New Year's Day the debt limit is back in effect.
This could be an early and potentially pivotal showdown between the new Trump administration and a new Congress, which is sworn in here on Wednesday. The Treasury Department says the nation has nearly reached its borrowing limit, its debt ceiling, and some type of deal has to be cut to raise the borrowing limit, likely involving both parties, which means the Republican president may need Democratic votes in agreement.
It's not clear if the House will reelect Mike Johnson as Speaker. Trump has endorsed Johnson. Power has been restored to about half of Puerto Rico after an outage plunged most of the island into darkness yesterday. The island's power company, Luna Energy, says it may take another day to get everyone back online. Luna blames the outage on a failure in one of the electric lines at one of the main power plants. Puerto Rico's been suffering a lot of power outages since Hurricane Maria decimated its power grid in 2017. The college football playoffs heat up today. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has a preview.
There are three college football quarterfinal matchups on tap here on New Year's Day, starting with fifth-ranked Texas taking on fourth-ranked Arizona State in the Peach Bowl. Then top-ranked Oregon plays number 8 Ohio State in the Rose Bowl before the triple header wraps up with second-ranked Georgia squaring off against seventh-ranked Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl.
Yesterday, Penn State beat Boise State 31-14 to advance to the semifinals. Penn State will meet the winner of that Notre Dame-Georgia game in the next round. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Thousands of new laws kick in today as the new year begins.
Several states have new laws protecting kids online, including Florida, which is banning those under the age of 14 from having social media accounts. And in Tennessee, parents are now required to sign a consent for their minors to have them. Some new gun laws are in effect. In New York, gun dealers will now have to post warnings about the risks of using guns. And guns with binary triggers that allow more rapid fire are now banned in Minnesota. And millions of minimum wage workers in 21 states can toast to the new year as they're getting a raise. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
One of the last remaining survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor has died. Harry Chandler is 103. He was a hospital corpsman who raced to the harbor, plucked oil-covered sailors from the water, and washed them off. By one estimate, his death means 15 Pearl Harbor survivors are still alive. They're all 100 or older. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Between all the holiday parties weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers.
We've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays, but now we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Six minutes past the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Best of Rick and Bubba show. We are so thankful for all of you that you would take time to be with us.
Hey, Rick here. I hope you're enjoying the Best of Rick and Bubba as we're celebrating 31 years of radio gold. And don't forget, on January the 6th, a brand new era begins. The Rick Burgess Show. Speedy, Greg, and Adler will join me. Get all the details right now at rickburgessshow.com.
He's our man on the streets, always covering the most important stories of the day. And he is standing by in San Antonio, ladies and gentlemen, reporting on an over